Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yule Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. Just finished recording the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, so that's up. So go, you know what? What do you want me to tell you? Go listen to it. And here I am with Mr. Ben Mandelker, my little bestie and co-host. He writes and draws and acts and does everything for The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a really good cartoon over on YouTube, so go subscribe. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
You know, it's Tuesday. I'm, you know, full of rage, courtesy of the Below Deck Part 2 reunion, which we're about to dive into. So there's really not much more I can ask for. Maybe a snack. I would like a snack. But, you know, aside from that, I'm happy.
Oh, I wish I was there to share my smoothie with you, because it's just giving me life.
Oh.
I don't know how much thinness it's giving me, but it does make me feel good. So that's all that really matters. Thanks, broccoli.
Thanks, Brox.
We are going to be leaving town. Our schedule this week, we're going to do a Crappens on Demand tomorrow for Vanderpump Rules. So if you want to watch us on video, you can go find, God, there's like 100 of them now. You can find those on our Patreon. Our link is up at watchwhatcrappens.com. And then we're going to go to Lawrence fucking Kansas to do Summer House.
Real House of New Jersey.
Thank you. And then the next night in Omaha, Nebraska, we're going to be doing a Summer House recap. So if you want to come, go get tickets. Come see us. We've got tons of shows this year. Go get all the list at watchwhatcrappens.com. And I think that's it for that stuff, Ben. Do you want to add anything?
I think that's it. I mean, we could go on and on, but like, let's just like get to the fun stuff, shall we? Or the angering stuff.
Below Deck, the reunion part two. Wow, what a journey.
Wow.
What a journey. How about that? I'll just start with that.
What a journey. It's like, and when we say journey, it's not like, wow, it's like Odysseus has come back after 40 years and he's back where he is. It's more like, wow, I just got stuck on a cruise line with coronavirus and I've been sitting in the port for 3 weeks and now I was healthy when I started and now I've got Wuhan or COVID-19 disease. That's what the journey is.
What's COVID-19? Is that a new one?
No. They just rebranded it. They, like the World Health Organization, changed the name from Wuhan coronavirus to COVID, like coronavirus 19 or something like that. Basically, so that way, like, Wuhan is not scarred for years and years and years to come with people thinking that it's a hotbed of disease.
Well, and also Corona, the beer. I mean, like, yeah, can we make this disease sound like a party?
Can we talk about the real victims here? I mean, they really, at this point, they should have just called it, you know, Ashton virus. That would have been okay.
Yeah. Well, it would have apologized a lot, but not really meant it.
Yeah. It would have been a lot of that.
Yeah. Your symptoms would be sorry, but. Sorry, but. Sorry, but. Sorry, but. Sorry, but.
And then you would, you know, punch a window, of course, and try to kiss strangers.
Wow. So here we are back. You know, our relationship, I feel like we're that married couple who one of us is like believing in the best in people, and then one of us is believing in the worst of people. Guess who's right? The person who believes in the worst, because human beings are just that disgusting. Okay. And welcome to whoever's listening to this. You are a human being. So welcome. You're disgusting too. Okay. We suck. We fucking suck.
Wow. You really took that to a dark place. I was not expecting that. I will say this, going into the episode, I was holding out hope because, unlike you, I have a little bit of optimism in me, which is strange because I feel like I definitely do my fair share of ranting against humanity, but I had enough
optimism, I feel like, in people, you know?
I think it's important to try to give the benefit of the doubt unless they do something wrong too. You know, I'll give the benefit of the doubt in certain situations, but then if someone, you know, crosses the street the wrong way, I'll be like, who do they think they are, you know? Someone lifts up their like someone puts down their soda on their tray table on an airplane on the wrong side of they don't put it in the little notch. I'm like, you monster, you're imperiling all of us.
Way to call me out all this time later. Noted.
Got it. But I was like, as much as I was infuriated by Andy Cohen last week on the reunion, I was holding out hope that he was then going to go hard on the guys this week, and then we would all look like dumbasses and jumping to conclusions too quickly, too early. But now, guess what? The conclusions don't even need to be jumped to. They've been arrived to. And yeah, Andy,
you
really
suck.
Failed.
You're a shithead, okay? You failed. Sucked. You've totally failed on this. Shame on you. I hope you're enjoying all the online shit that you're taking right now, because you deserve it. Fucker.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, the best irony would be if he actually blames it on the editing. If he says that he asked all the questions, but then they cut them out, that would be hilarious.
Well, here we are. We're back, and we open with Ashton just looking at his hands, which, you know, are basically the only girlfriend he's going to have for a while. Well, I guess actually he's with a girl and has a yacht job now, so never mind. Take it back. But yeah, Ashton's looking at his hands, and we start with this segment. Well, most drama takes place on the high seas. This season, one of the most upsetting moments happens in a van.
What sort of intro is that?
They're just running dry at this point.
Yeah, they're running out of things to say. They couldn't even come up with a rhyme or a pun for van. They just were like, well, it's a show about boats, but this thing happened in a van. Vehicles, am I right?
This season may seem off the wheels. Something else is on wheels. A van is on wheels as well.
Ashton walks on his feet, and sometimes he wears sneakers, and a type of sneaker is a van. Let's take a look.
So we get this clip in the van of Ashton trying to crawl over the seat to beat Kate up. For asking how his mother is, by the way, just in case anyone forgot that. And so Kevin's saying, put the van over, please. Come on, put the van over, please. Which is Kevin's big moment of chivalry this season.
Yeah, his one fleeting moment.
And then Ashton punches the window of the van.
Yeah.
And we're back.
So Andy's like, well, there was a strong viewer reaction. Not from me. I thought it was hilarious. But just so everyone knows, there was a producer in the van who thought instead of pulling over at night in the middle of Thailand, in the middle of nowhere, it would be safest to return to the boat immediately. I'm like, thanks for the explanation, Andy. By the way, it would not have been terrible to stop the van. I mean, it's like, yes, you're in the middle of nowhere, but wasn't there another van next? Weren't you like caravanning? I mean, I don't know. It seemed like it was a strange, weird moment for an excuse.
What was his human resources moment, right? It's like the human resources that never really understands the true problem. It's like, hey, there's a guy who grabbed my butt in the lunch line today. Oh, I've got an idea. All right, I'm making an announcement. Everybody listen. We're not serving lunch anymore. All right, you're going to have to get your lunch from the snack machine now. It's like, no, that wasn't the problem. It wasn't the lunch. It was the hand on my ass, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, Kate said she was fine with going directly to the marina, you know, and I get that. But I felt like this starting out with this excuse of like, well, we weren't going to stop in some crazy non-white country, even though we are like 12 people and we have cameras and everything. We're not going to do that. I'm like, you know, you could have stopped. It's like, you don't have to explain why you didn't stop. Like, but also like making it sound like they were literally in the middle of like running between like, I don't know, like war-torn Baghdad or something. I don't know. For some reason, it rubbed me in a really weird way. I did not like that as a way to start this episode.
It's just because he's getting everything wrong. Like, what's the important thing here that happened, Andy? That you didn't stop the van? Is that why everybody's mad at the season? Is that why? Really? Oh, okay.
No one cares.
Okay, so we're not mad anymore because Kate's okay with not stopping the van. Like, shut up, stupid. Like, read the human resources complaint. You know? So then he's like, Ashton, when you saw the episode and realized you were so goddamn hot, did you touch yourself? Because I did. You are good looking. All right. When you realized Kate was not out of line by saying, Mom, did you apologize? What's your reaction to that, Ashton? Do you like my eyes? Is my hair good? Put your hand in this box. That is my penis you feel. Just answer that one for you.
Will you accept me into your group of popular guys from high school?
Totally.
You know, I mean, that's what this is all about, right? So Ashton's like, well, the first time I saw it, it was after the trailer aired, and I didn't know that I'd hit the window, and I said on the show that I immediately messaged her on Instagram and apologized. I apologized. And Kate's like, yeah, but did your hand not hurt the next day? He's like, no, not really. Not really. He didn't think you woke up and thought, wow, I may have punched something because my hand's swollen and it hurts and has bits of glass in it. No, that didn't occur to you? No.
It's like you didn't look down and see a big swollen thing and think, wow, the only thing giving my penis any attention on this charter is in pain right now. So didn't think of anything like that.
And Bradley's like, oh no, he only remembers you saying something about his mother. That's all he remembers. Got it. Okay, that's what he remembers.
Convenient. And you know, it's kind of funny now, actually, having watched the full episode, you know, Ashton, one of the questions later on, which we'll get to, is that he doubled down on the Bravo TV after show. And he's like, well, you know, of course, you get defensive. That's what happens. You get defensive. You just said that you immediately apologized to her. So where, like, you're lying about something. You either got defensive and weren't like ready to accept that you like were acted terribly, or you apologized.
Yeah, because he didn't know at that time that he had hit a window. I mean, it's so weird.
Like, somehow he doesn't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I'm guessing those after shows are, I don't know when they're filmed. I don't know if they're filmed before all of this airs, or if they're filmed while it's airing, you know? So I can't tell how much of his reactions and his faux apologies are based on audience reaction, all of them. Spoiler alert, all of them. But how much of the after show was? I don't know.
I think that they're actually filmed. They're not filmed while before it airs necessarily, because in one of the ones I watched, actually one of them, the very, very sweet and touching one, where Captain Lee said the reason why he will always have Kate's back is because when his son died, which was back in the fall, I believe, or maybe late summer, but when his son died, Kate flew down for the funeral unsolicited. She just immediately packed up and just like went down to the funeral. And he said, like, that gesture right there is why he will always have Kate's back. So, first of all, that
and
also
then they
informs,
use that against him.
Wow. Yeah, and then they use it against him. I was like, you guys are such fuckers. Wow. But also, like, that means, so that was clearly, you know, shot after that happened, unfortunately. That's an unfortunate way to understand that, but yes.
Wow, okay. So he's like, so let me ask you, Kate, when you asked him about his mother, were you trying to provoke a fight? She's like, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like, when people get mad at me, okay, look, here's the thing. Look at my face. You're mad, right? That's just how my face is.
It's resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Ashton's like, I'm not saying if I'm right or wrong. I'm just giving you another opinion. I'm giving you another perspective on how I might have felt insulted. So when you said, how's your mother? Naturally, I thought you were saying, I fucking hate your mother and everyone in your family. So of course I wanted to punch/kiss her.
And he's like, yes, and I had just kissed you, and you had expressed how unhappy you were about that, and you were calling me a psycho. No, that's not what happened, actually. She told you very nicely
the first time, sir. And she's like, no, actually, I called you a psycho after you punched the window. Like, don't get it twisted. And he's like, well, so what I assumed from that situation was when we were making fun of Tana's mom, which is totally fine to do, you came to his defense by saying, what about your mom? And, you know, we were making fun of her, so you made fun of my mom. That's what I thought it was. I'm not saying that I was right, but that's what I thought it was. And she's like,
says the guy can't remember anything.
Yeah, she goes, oh, so you remember what you were thinking now? Because you just had temporary amnesia, but now you remember this. So, well, good for you. Good for you. It's all coming back, Jane Fonda. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly, Celine. And the thing is that, like, what I just, in his mind, okay, so we were, like you sort of implied, we were making fun of Tanner's mom, and then you stood in, and then you started making fun of my mom. So it's like, oh, so you can make fun of Tanner's mom? Even though that's not what Kate was necessarily doing. Honestly, it doesn't even matter what Kate was doing, because it didn't deserve that response. But even if you took it in the worst way of her saying, you know what? You keep ragging on Tanner's mom. What about your mom? What's up with your mom? Honestly, that's not, like, in the context of that situation, still not something that should cause you to fly off the handle. And also, even if she said something that did cause you to fly off the handle, you still shouldn't have done it, because you're in a workplace, and also you're a big burly man, and she's a lady, and like, whatever you say, you're bigger, she's smaller, it's not right, you shouldn't do it, I don't like it. And on top of that, what I also start to get mad about is that here we are, and now we are debating, because this line of questioning about what did Kate say, about the mom, it's going on and on. We are here talking about the degree to which Kate provoked Ashton, instead of why do you think that's okay that you can do that? And what workplace is that okay to do that, Ashton? You kissed her and then you punched the window. Do you see why that is so terrible? Do you see why people are angry at you? Instead, it's like, but like, Kate, why did you say the mom? Why is it that, like, you know, why do you say these things, Kate? You know, that's sort of the implication of the questioning.
Yeah. Through the whole thing.
Whole thing. Especially in this moment.
Ashton's like, well, I just remember you said something about my mom, and that's what I said to Captain Lee the next morning. I said, what happened? And he's like, you said you didn't remember. And then we see a clip of what Ashton said, which he did say what he is claiming to say now, right? And the captain's like, well, I don't think you actually remembered what happened, and that's the problem I have with you and Kevin and Brian and Tanner the whole season. You get blackout drunk. You don't recall anything. You get together in the morning. You try to piece it together. It was a shit storm without a goddamn Cheerio in sight, all right? Kevin, you were carried into your bed that I know of. And he's like, twice. He goes, five times. You were physically carried and poured into your bunk. And Kevin just laughs.
Kevin just, he has that, like, look, like, am I in trouble, daddy? And, you know, the other thing is, this actually does fall on Ashton's shoulders, too, I would argue, because as the bosun, he is the lead of these deckhands, and if he's going to become, quote-unquote, smashed in, then the other guys say, yeah, this is what we do, because we're off the clock, and therefore, we're all going to get wasted. And this is a moment where some leadership might have actually kept these guys from getting so blackout drunk, because at the end of the day, the rule is don't embarrass yourselves and don't embarrass the boat. And they kind of were doing all of that in spades every time they went out. So this actually does fall on Ashton's shoulders, and you would think that maybe a capable host would ask that, or maybe ask any sort of follow-up question about drinking. Why do you guys get so drunk? Why did you think it was okay? Captain Lee said don't embarrass the boat, but you still got wasted and you were hitting on strangers and you had to be pulled away in a foreign country. Not a single follow-up question, but God forbid Kate throws some laundry on the floor.
Yeah, well, Joyce is next from, you know, Jehoshaphat. And she said, and
By the way, half of these questions I think were fake. It's just that Andy didn't want to be the one to ask them.
Yeah, whenever it came to questions for the men, someone pointed this out online, and I totally agree. Whenever it came to questions for the men, he read it as a viewer question.
Yes.
And then when it came to tough questions for the ladies, it was all his questions.
Yep.
Joyce says that Ashton should have been fired after punching that window. Why did no one go to the captain? And Riley's like, yeah, why wouldn't you tell him about the window, Ashton?
He's like,
I already made the point that I didn't remember, so why are you asking me your question? She goes, oh, right, you didn't remember. Right, okay, right.
You know, he doesn't remember, except that he has a perfect defense for why what Kate said about his mom was wrong. But
yes,
this is an ongoing question in the reunion. We get about two, maybe three other questions that are like, why didn't someone tell Captain Lee? Shouldn't Kate have told Captain Lee? Shouldn't, and this is like an ongoing refrain when you talk about, you know, issues like these in the workplace. Well, if she had a problem with it, she should have told the boss. That's like always the one of the top things that people say. And it seems like a logical extension of what should be the next action. But the point is that there's gender dynamics at play, and especially with the two of us as men, we will never really understand what it's like to be a woman in these situations. But it's not as simple as like, oh, I'll just tell Captain Lee and everything will be fine. I mean, famously, the women who speak up in situations get at the absolute worst. And the fact that there's that the question gets asked two or three more times by Andy, and that the women have to continually explain why they didn't go to Captain Lee and then maybe even made to feel bad about it is, again, terrible.
Well, and it's a situation that was getting worse and worse and worse as it went on. And you don't want to other yourself right out of the group by,
yes. You know,
it's like, what is sexual harassment and what is just playing around and what is boys will be boys and what is unacceptable behavior? And it just kind of starts spiraling out of control, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to put yourself in that situation where you're the bitch because you went and you said something, you know. But then the implication is you didn't do anything about it. And then the other implication is that Captain Lee's a shitty boss, which is what they're going after. He's a shitty captain, mm-hmm. you know, because he didn't do anything about it. And if he's going to say, well, I didn't do anything because nobody told me anything about it, then it was your responsibility to tell him about it. And if you didn't tell him anything about it, then you're the shitty boss.
Yeah. It's just
what the fuck.
But I'll tell you the one that where the responsibility is not falling is on the guys whose behavior is just sort of getting a pass.
Right. And then Lee, Andy's like, well, Lee, you said you never wanted to work with Ashton again. Do you not have eyes? What a chest. And Captain Lee's like, well, if Ashton's the same person I just worked with last year, then no. And Ashton's like, honestly, I'm not the same person. Okay. You've been going to, we haven't gotten to this part, but he's been at therapy for a week. Okay.
Yeah.
He went to therapy 1 week before this, and he didn't go to help himself or because he felt like he did anything wrong. He obviously went to get a bunch of psychobabble bullshit in order to answer these questions, because that's exactly how he's talking. He's not answering one real fucking thing. He's just giving you psychobabble right back at you. And this is why I say people like this should not go to therapy. They should go to fucking jail. Okay. Because therapy just teaches them. Therapy just teaches them how to interact in the real world and get away with shit. It doesn't make anything better, you know?
He needs to be put in the starting over house, okay? Let's get Ianla back in there. Let's get him there. Let's find, the ghost of Della Reese, and we are going to put Ashton in there, and he's going to have to deal with it. He's going to deal with it with props, okay? He's going to carry physical luggage to represent his luggage. He's going to put himself on trial in an actual courtroom with Della Reese as the judge, and he's going to have to, maybe put peanut butter on a wall. I don't know what that is. It's, how he deals with sticky situations. He's going to deal with that until
he fixes
himself.
Tell this chia pet rock why you got so mad that it said something about your mother.
It will grow when you grow.
So then Andy asks him, he says, you said on Watch What Happens Live that Kate reciprocated the kiss the first time, but you grabbed her face and she told you after the fact not to do it again, and you did. I mean, do you think feeling her tongue in your mouth meant you didn't have to ask for consent?
And he's like, well, the first time I kissed Kate, I obviously had feelings for her, and something that wasn't actually aired was that I actually went with Kate we had a chat on the beach, and she gave me some advice during dinner, and we had a really cool dinner, and she encouraged me on this bosun journey, and I sort of felt like we had this vibe, which is why I went in for the kiss the first time.
God.
More or less, that's the story. Which is, by the way,
disgusting.
So apparently,
she helped you out in a moment of need. So you thought she wanted you.
Yeah,
forced a kiss. So it's her fault. It's a spin on the old. Well, she acted like she wanted it. She wore those short shorts.
And this is an issue that women have that I've read about, and my friends have told me about, that they have in the workplace. You know, you can't just speak to your male colleagues without them thinking oh yeah, she wants me. You know, you're in a workplace. Sorry, you may be on a beach, but you're still your coworker, okay? And she's giving you some tips, and you take that as she wants to jump on my balls. Come on.
No. Sorry, I thought that was going to be longer. I was taking a smoothie.
No, it didn't even have to be longer because the point is so obvious.
I'm trying to time my smoothie slurps.
You're like, so I thought Ben was going to do another starting over reference.
So Ashton is like, well, Andy, the first time I kissed Kate, obviously I had some sort of feelings towards her, but something that wasn't... He's like, the second kiss was completely uncalled for. My drinking this season has been a major problem, and I've been taking it very, very seriously. I've quit drinking. And for someone like me, who's a major party animal, Andy, being in a social situation and not drinking, that's how serious I'm taking this. And he goes on, I swear, for 5 minutes. It's like this monologue. Yes.
I know. It's going on and on. You know, he's like, you know, the moment that you pulled away, Kate, I stopped. I did not want to force myself on you. That's what I always said. I don't want to force myself on you.
I grab your head, you know, like that.
Yeah. I'm a changed person. I'm taking the James Kennedy Rehabilitation Center approach to drinking. And I think I'm going to be very fixed very soon. And, you know, I hate the fact that everything is being spun the way it is, but I'm the one who behaved the way I did. I'm like, stop saying being spun the way it is. Mm-hmm. You did that. You acted that way. No one is spinning the fact that you tried to kiss your coworker twice. Who cares if you had a conversation on the beach about your journey as a bosun? Yeah. You tried to kiss her twice, then punch the glass window, among other things. By the way, those are not the only things, problematic things that happen, but those are like the most, you know, I don't know, visceral.
And this one, you know, this is, they keep coming back like, well, we're apologizing, but the girls aren't apologizing. That's not an apology. Saying like, oh, I did this and I really hate how it's being spun and used against me now, but I guess I did it in the first place, but God, it really hurts the way people are reacting to it. You know, this is like the typical shit. It's not, and Courtney goes into it later. We've said it for a long time on this show, for many different shows. It's not the action. It's always the reaction that's the problem. So everybody else, it's your alcoholism isn't the problem. Is how everybody else is reacting to it. I mean, mm-hmm. I got total Kim Richards flashbacks in this conversation.
Yeah.
And then Andy, so then after this, after Ashton turns this whole apology into like a poor me, everybody's so mean to me on the internet.
His great relationship with women in his life, all that, the usual stuff.
Andy goes, Kate, and then we cut to commercial.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And we come back and she's like, well, I appreciate you saying that now. And I believe you. And I thank you. And I don't think that's, you know, who you are. But I just wonder, like, when you got this realization, because I've seen after shows on RabbonTV.com. Blink, 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 blink. And you've doubled down. So when did this happen, Ashton?
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, you get defensive at first, you know, like you resist, sort of like when I try to kiss girls, you know, they get defensive. That's a normal reaction. They pull away, but then you just keep going and you go hard and you go harder each time and hold their head real tight. And then they realize how wonderful it is. What were we talking about again?
And he's like, did you see his behavior as predatory at the time, Kate? And she's like, well, you know, there's just so much going on. I mean, you've got incompetency in cooking, and I mean, just a lot, Andy. Just a lot at one time. I mean, but she
have a baker in the kitchen for crying out loud.
You've got a baker working with Rocket in the kitchen. So, but once she's basically saying, you know, there's a lot going on, but then I see it all put together like that on TV, and it was a lot worse, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, so I just want to know, do you realize that you're just sorry here on the stage? Because an hour ago, you were questioning my yachting experience and Captain's yachting experience. And, you know, you're not really sorry. You're still justifying your behavior. So that was 2 minutes ago, actually, that you were justifying your behavior. So.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? And he's like, hey, Candace Blowfish asks, Captain Lee, what do you think? Do you wish that Kate had told you immediately about what had gone on? See, there it is again. Another question. Do you think Kate should have been a better stew and told you what was going on? Because otherwise, the guys can't really be held responsible. Because if Kate's not telling you, why should we be so mad at the guys? Because, gosh, they're so hot. They're so hot. I want to be with them. Captain Lee's like, and he's like, well, yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't tolerate that behavior from anyone. And had that behavior become known to me, maybe a cryptic message in the form of several Cheerios lined up on the counter, then let me tell you something. Ashton would have been terminated on the spot. That's simple.
Because that's the recurring thing, and they keep bringing it up against him, and it's been every interview that the guy's done. Is basically, this season is shit, and the men are pigs, and you're the captain. So what responsibility are you going to take for that? And look, we love Captain Lee on this show, but at some point, like, you do have to say, okay, I get that you weren't told all of this stuff, but you saw multiple times that everyone was shit-faced, wasted. You know, like... Mm-hmm. There has to be something there that's like, you know, these questions keep coming up and they're getting tiring, I think, just because I've heard them so many fucking times. But yeah, there is some responsibility there, I think, you know, just watching everybody be fall down drunk and seeing the intermingling and how all this fighting is going on. You know, there need to be conversations like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Not when they're drunk. I get why you wouldn't talk to them while they're drunk.
Yeah, but you need to.
The next day, like, why were you so angry that you were throwing Ashton's clothes on the floor? And why was he running around tattletaling and getting Tanner to stick up for it? Like, what was that? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in past seasons, Captain Lee has been a little more strict. And in the first season, people couldn't even drink on board. So maybe he's going to, it sounds like by the end of this reunion, he's going to rethink some ways of how he's going to run his ship in terms of like what he will tolerate. And I don't know, hopefully he'll figure out some good ways, protocols for situations when people are not feeling comfortable on board. I hope. We can only hope.
Yeah. So then we get let Ashton explain himself. I hope that Ashton finds a time to have an excuse party in this reunion. So Ashton, what about your mom? How'd she feel? And he's like, well, my mom and I have, you know, my mother has expressed that she's raised me better. And I've listened to women and I have basically learned that I love women. And Andy, you know, blah, blah, psychobabble. And Andy's like, so when did you stop drinking anyway? And he's like, January, Andy. Actually, it's been January. He's like, so last month.
Riley just starts to laugh, by the way. She's just laughing like, this is such bullshit.
Because if this was January, when was this shot?
This was filmed. This was filmed
3 weeks ago.
It was filmed like right after, it was like right after the Grammys, I feel like it was February 2nd or 3rd, somewhere around there. It was it was basically only a few weeks after he like quit drinking and, you know, is now sort of trying to act like he's turned his life around.
It could have been 2 days before, like his therapy, you know, he didn't specify what time in January.
And Kate's like, good for you, in her really high-pitched voice, which means, you're going to fail at that, but I'm going to, you know, go on record to show that I encouraged you. Good for you.
Yeah. He's like, well, Andy, I was moving towards it this whole time, you know, and I had to evaluate myself and say, why do I drink? And look at my trigger points, Andy. Shut up, Ashton. So then Andy's like, so is anyone else thinking of quitting drinking, boys? Because he is. And Kevin goes, looking at myself, Andy, getting blackout drunk like that. Yeah, I shouldn't have to cut it off after drink six, you know, six or seven. And then he reaches behind him and grabs his drink.
Notice that. You know, I'll just have to tell my daddy I'm not a pussy. I'm not a pussy. I'm not a baker. I can drink, daddy. I can. I just don't want to, daddy. I don't want to, daddy.
As gross as Ashton was this whole time, and as gross as Tanner is, just as a human being in general, Kevin was just the grossest. He's sitting slumped over in his shitty clothes, his shitty face, just smarming all over the place.
The smartest person, shockingly, was Tanner, who kept his mouth closed the entire hour. He didn't say a word. He's like, I am not sticking my foot in my mouth. I know what to do. I am quiet. I will only speak if spoken to. I am not going to get drawn into this mess any further.
Yes.
Because Kevin can't help. Kevin couldn't help himself. He had that like slack jawed look on his face, sort of like he looked like a grouper, just, you know, roaming the seas looking for a snail to eat.
Yeah, he's just, his mouth is half open the whole time, and he's just kind of smiling, but super confused. Ugh, just what a pig. So Andy's like, so when the crew wasn't engaging in sexy time, I was like, really? Is that how we're going to lead into this? Like, I'm sorry. Like, it makes me feel like a fucking school marm watching this. Like, oh, my morals. Let's talk about my moral stance. And it's not. It's just so fucking gross. Like, do you write this yourself? When the crew wasn't engaging in sexy time, they were duking it out in the battle of the sexes. Somehow we're going to work that into the van for the next segment.
Yeah, so we saw like guys and girls, and ultimately the montage, you know, it comes into Riley and everything, and it culminates with Kevin kicking sand at Kate. And so it comes out of the montage, and this is the only time of the course of 2 hours that Andy broaches this sand situation, which was so fucking disrespectful and obnoxious and misogynist and like vile behavior. And Andy goes, it ends with you kicking the sand, huh? That's what he says. That's all he says.
And yeah, Kevin's he goes, I mean, because Kevin is sitting there laughing at the clip. Like, it's the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah. And Kevin's like, yeah, super sorry about that. I can't remember what you said. Obviously, it was something. I was like, that's real. That is the response.
Yes.
Like, a sorry. And then, well, I don't even remember what you said, but obviously it was your fault. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't just kick the sand. And that there was no follow-up question from Andy, like, but you, so your coworker and you kicked the sand. You kicked it right into her eye. This is, and it seemed like the culmination of rage. Is that acceptable
workplace behavior? That's fucking assault. That's fucking assault. And if you were in America, you'd spend the night in jail, you fucking moron.
And I know that there are people who are just like, it's just sand. Like, get over it. But no. It's not just sand. It's the context of it all. It's the context of
it all. Well, you can think that all you want if that's what you think. But walk away from this and do that to somebody and see if your ass doesn't end up in jail. That's assault. You can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. And it was the culmination of such a vile, bitter, emotional moment for him. And that he just went and did that. And, you know, and she had earlier that night been trying to be nice with him and say nice things about him. And he was like, oh, I think you're terrible. Whatever he said. And then she's like, well, you're a baker who works with Rocket. And then he goes, walks up to her and kicks sand in her face. Like, and she's just supposed to take it. And his response is, yeah, yeah, super sorry about that. But, you know, you obviously said something. I mean, but even more reprehensible is that there was not even any sort of question from Andy. And Andy goes on Kate about the laundry.
It's just fucking typical. Like, the guy, he didn't watch it. He doesn't care. And he just, I think you're right. He just wants to be friends with the popular boys. It's like, God forbid, the straight guys don't like me, you know? He's just such a pussy. He's such a sniveling little pussy in this reunion. It was hard to watch. And so Kate's like, well, I didn't say anything. And Courtney goes, don't talk about what she said. And Riley's like, yeah, look at Ashton giving him advice, saying, just say sorry and shut up. Yeah. Which is hilarious, and I love that she called about. And Kevin goes, you've been pepping her up the whole show. Just shut up. Shut up.
And Kate's like, was this an apology? I can't tell anymore. Is this an apology?
He's like, yeah, well, I am super sorry about the sand cake. And when I saw it, I said, fuck. And she goes, yeah, because you kicked sand in my eyeball, and that was painful and super disrespectful, and I appreciate that apology. Thanks. That really felt, I felt it. Felt that one.
Yeah, barely.
So now
barely
let's talk about fucking Abby more. Why is Abby even there? What a waste of fucking space is this girl. What did she ever do except show up and be fucking incompetent at her job? Why do we care what Abby thinks, and why is she here? And why does she get another segment?
So, yeah, Andy's like, Abby and Simone, did you all feel intensely that the guys were against you? I mean, this question, I could take it both ways. I could take it as a, hey, let's involve the other ladies because it's important to hear what their perspectives were. But it also felt a little bit like, let's, like, give some witnesses to the defense. And so Abby's like, honestly, they respected me, and I saw things later on that I had never expected. I mean, I felt like we could laugh and joke, and I didn't feel anything coming my way because I was a girl. I'm like, yeah, because you literally didn't rock the boat. You did not rock the boat.
And they wanted to fuck you. Ashton was trying to fuck you the whole time. That's why. Yeah. And that's a very big difference. You know, when you're somebody that isn't someone that wants to be fucked, you see how they really are, you know? Like, when they want to fuck you, they treat you one way. When they don't want to fuck you, they treat you another way. Do you see the difference? You know, you're being treated like shit, too. It's just in a different way.
Yeah. And then Simone says that Brian was like a brother to her and she had a good relationship with Kevin. I mean, that's fine. I'm not going to take that away from her. Like, I'm not saying that everyone has to have the same experience. But then Courtney has been sitting there quietly for this hour, but Courtney is excellent. You know, the times that she does speak up this hour, she is just like knocks it out of the park. And honestly, so does Riley and so does Kate. But like Courtney really does. And she goes, she's like, you know, a lot of people think that misogyny is hate against women, and it's not necessarily hate against women, but it's hostility towards women when they don't act in the role that society expects them to act. And that's basically what the guys were doing, you know? And she goes, maybe Abby doesn't feel these things that we felt because Abby wasn't as assertive. And that's right, because Abby was performing sort of in a role that she sort of was expected of her. So therefore, it's not gonna cause waves. It's not gonna create this hostility. And when Courtney explained it like that so clearly and just laid it out there, I just wanted to give her a standing ovation.
Yeah, she nailed that. And Kate's like, yeah, and also Simone. Because Simone's sitting there like, well, you know, he was nice to me after we had our problem, Mindy. But, you know, I think it just depends on individual people, not the, you know, not their girl or boyness or whatever. She said something like that before Courtney went on her thing. And so I was glad that they put it that way. It's like, of course you didn't feel that way because you got in an argument with him right at the beginning and then you learned, you both respected each other after that. Mm-hmm. You didn't mouth off to him again, and that's why it was totally fine. You know?
Exactly. And then Abby said, you know, generally I really felt like I was respected by them. I mean, listen, I was third on the rung and I knew that. I'm like, yeah, you just proved Courtney's point. You were third on the rung. And you knew your role, as in you knew that you were just supposed to be like on the bottom, and you didn't make any waves because you knew that was your place, and therefore everything was smooth sailing. And I know I'm making lots of nautical puns, but it's actually really not intentional.
Yeah, and she didn't know how to do shit, and they were totally fine with that because they all wanted to fuck her, you know, or they thought she was hot, or it's cute because she's just a girl. She doesn't know how. It's like totally okay that she's totally incompetent, you know.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did she, like, key her radio or not have her radio on her? You know, it's like, Abby, we really need to talk about this. You need to have your radio on, Abby. Like, and then meanwhile, if Riley did it, it's like, you're intolerant and you can't have a paleo option for the rest of the meal.
Yeah. And I think what's really enraging me about Abby is this whole, and Simone too, frankly. It's like, oh, well, it wasn't sexist towards me, so I don't think it was sexist. It just bugs me, you know?
Yeah.
So then Kate's like, well, Kate's trying to like come in and calm the situation, right? She's probably sick of talking about this shit by now. And she's like, well, I think what happened here is you all got put in a strange situation, which is a yacht, people you don't know on a TV show, and you encouraged each other in the wrong way. And I don't think separately any of you are bad people, and I think you're quite lovely without being public peer pressured or whatever. And Kevin just shrugs at her and drinks. That's such a pig. And Brian's so like, well, that's a good point, because when you go on a show, you don't get a manual on how to do it. I was like, what are you, did you just have a baby? Well, no one gives you a manual on how to be a mother. Like, shut up.
He did have a child, well, actually. And then Andy goes, wow, yeah, like, good point, you know? And Kathleen's like, no, that's not true.
Yeah, and not like there haven't been 7 seasons that you already watched, because you already knew your opinions on everybody when you jackasses came on this boat. So let's not act like you didn't have a fucking handbook, and you haven't seen for years and years what reality TV is, okay?
Yeah, and so he's going on and on about how, when it was happening in real life, he didn't think what he was doing was anything wrong or crazy, and then when he watched it back, it's like he could see it wasn't right, whatever, but, like, he didn't realize that he didn't think he would be coming off the way it was being shown. And Courtney's like, the way it was shown or the way it was acted? Because it's being shown as you acted. And he's like,
he actually uses the word portrayed. So he's like putting it on the editors. Typical housewife, you know? Well, I didn't know it was going to get portrayed that way. She's like, portrayed or like shown to be like how it was, you know? And Riley's like, they can't edit you to be anything you're not. And he's like, well, you know, but I didn't mean it to come out that way, because I look at all these episodes with Courtney and I feel sad because we had good times and the way that I acted didn't come across as the way it's being shown. She's like, that is
he should just be
acted.
Quiet. He should just be quiet because he came off relatively well compared to the other guys, and he just should shut his mouth, okay?
Oh, they're all doubling down. So this guy has been online. Have you read his Twitter stuff? Oh, my God.
Shockingly, I don't subscribe to his Twitter feed.
He's like, oh, God. You know what? Go ahead and keep talking. I'll look this up and bring it up later.
Well, you look that up. Hey, let's have another question about if maybe the girls should have brought something up to Captain Lee. I mean, sure, we could have a question about why Kevin kicked sand in Kate's eyes or follow-up questions on to any of the guys about anything. But hey, was Captain Lee aware of the toxic culture? Is there anything the girls could have told you to make you aware? I'm just going to ask for the third time now. And Lee's like, he's like, there were a lot of things that they should have said, but they didn't, you know. And there were things that Kate should have told me, and that could have changed the whole dichotomy of the boat. Not sure if that's the right use of dichotomy, but I'm just gonna say it because I like saying it. It's a good word. Dichotomy, 4 syllables, feels nice in the mouth. Nice mouth feel, you know.
And he's like, "So you weren't aware?" He's like, "No, I wasn't aware." And Kevin's like, then why'd you think you weren't aware then, Captain? And he goes, and Riley's like, because we didn't go tattletale to him. And he's like, well, I didn't observe the interactions. And Kevin's like, no. What I'm saying is, like, around the crew mess table and all that. He goes, I wasn't at the crew mess table. He's like, well, I would just imagine that as the captain, you would know what's going on. And you know what? You know, Riley, stop. You, Captain, because she's trying to talk over him. And he's like, you know, this sucks, me saying it as a male or whatever, because I know everyone's going to get mad because I'm a male or whatever. But I watched it back. I don't even think all of this was this bad. That you guys are talking.
It's like,
oh my God. He's like, I know I'm a man, but there was nothing. We weren't sexist. What are you guys talking about?
I mean, have you seen thousands of people outraged online? Also, you know, it just occurred to me that when Riley said, yeah, because we didn't go and tattle to him, that also, again, shows it exposes some of the pressure, the social pressure that women are under in these situations, because if they go say something, they're considered tattlers. But it might have also been a reference to when Kevin tattled on Kate to Captain Lee, which also was never addressed this entire reunion.
No, it sure wasn't. Okay, so I found Brian's stuff. So first, on Twitter, he goes on Twitter and he says, so I have finally come to the realization that Twitter is a highly biased platform to voice an opinion. Unfortunately, there's just too much negativity, spelled wrong, and misandry. If you still want to follow me, I'll be on Instagram. Hashtag it's been real. Hashtag not really. Hashtag bye, Felicia. And wow. Then his Instagram, part two of Below Deck Season 7 reunion tonight. We got to sit down for this one. Vala Cruz going out with a bang, and I'm not talking about when Courtney took me into a guest cabin. Hashtag I make joke. Hashtag calm down. Hashtag get a sense of humor.
See, he plays the nice guy. He's not nice at all.
He's a fucking pig. And I remember when he first said, oh yeah, I used to have a problem with women because I would fly into rages. That's why my girl, the mother of my children, left me. I was like, yeah, you know, so this is what Ashton's proving now. People like that don't fucking change. They learn how to talk in a more acceptable way, you know?
Well, the other thing is that, like, yeah, I mean, he also, his whole thing was like, I don't like airing my private, he doesn't like talking about like what happened. He doesn't kiss and tell, right? That's what he's always saying. He's always getting mad at Courtney because she told someone, even though he tells the bruise. And that's what he's always saying. And then he goes, he makes this joke about banging Courtney on Instagram. It's just a joke. And so, yes, I would not be surprised if his defense is like, you know what, she showed that she didn't care, so I don't care. I'm like, okay, so you're showing that you are down for some, like, revenge slut-shaming almost, right? Like, it's like a shade away from that. It just was, it's déclassé, okay?
Yeah, he's a stupid pig. So you just see Andy's face, and he's just bored. He's like, why am I even here? I don't even watch this show. So he's like, well, if you were asked, you, Captain, were you aware of the toxic culture the guys created? It's like, here we go again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he just keeps asking the same question over and over, as you've already pointed out. And he's like, well, you know, I think Kate should have brought some things to my attention that would have changed the dichotomy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No wonder it's okay. Again, because I'm reading the same part you just did. Sorry.
It felt good to hear it again, though. But
I went back to the Brian part because I read his tweets.
Bye. It's okay. So Kate and Riley start talking about how, you know, they didn't know what the guys were saying in the vans, because, you know, the guys were saying such shitty things in the vans. Like, half of it didn't even make it to this reunion. And they start talking about, you know, they said this and they said this and they said this. And then Ashton so condescendingly is like, can one of you guys talk at a time? We can't hear you. I'm like,
Riley goes, Riley, you're not listening anyway.
Yeah.
So Kathleen goes, oh, yeah, that's always our problem, isn't it?
So Captain Lee is like, Kevin, you asked why I didn't know. What would you have done differently to make me aware of what I didn't know? And Kevin's like,
I'm not saying that. Do you notice he does that? God, he just can't answer anything. He answers with what you think. No, I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is, and then he like slams you. You know, just be fucking big enough to just say what you're feeling instead of trying to like hide it behind everything and act like you're not saying anything bad, stupid. So he's like, I'm not saying that. And he goes, now you're saying that I didn't know and I should have known. He's like, well, honestly. And then Brian jumps in. He's like, well, honestly, I felt that way too. I thought we were all good. Riley, like by the end of it, I thought we were all good. Well, yeah, because you were talking shit behind her back. You were going up to to her, telling her everything's great and you love her, this and that. But then behind her back, you're like, what a fucking bitch. Let's get rid of her. That's why you thought everything was good. Dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Because Riley's like, you were going off on me on day one. You didn't even know me and everything. And yeah, I thought we were good. And then I watched it all back. I'm like, no. And, and she's like, I didn't know what you were saying. She goes, you know very damn well what I think of you the moment I think of you. Got it.
Yeah, because they're saying, oh, well, you spoke to us that way. How can Riley, of all people, tell us how we were speaking? And she's like, I said it to your face. You know, unlike you, who are all like coffee clatching together to talk about the girls behind their back, you know, and trying to bring them down.
Yeah, and Kevin's like, it's like, I know you, and you're a hothead. And Riley's like, I'm not a hothead. Meanwhile, does Ashton get called a hothead, and he's the only one who actually punched glass? No.
Yeah. Well, they all start cracking up, because Riley, of course, is a hothead. And she's like, I'm very reactionary, which, you know, it's, I know you love that.
She's deeply conservative.
But do you think I was treated in a way that I overreacted to how I was treated? And Kevin's like, I'm not saying that you guys reacted badly or whatever because of how it was shown. But I'm just saying that as a crew member, it's like, oh, because of how it was shown. Okay, so they're only reacting badly now because the editor has made it all look bad. And so now they're all bad because of the editing. Yeah. Like, listen to yourself.
It also really made me mad that Andy did not ask Kevin why it was such a big fucking deal that Riley requested a paleo option at that dinner. Because that was really when things soured between Riley and the rest of the crew. When she's like, can we get a paleo option? And he's like, no, you can't get a paleo option. He was very condescending and rude when he said basically, like, you order when I'm ordering now, you order when it's your turn. And that turned into the whole giant fight. And Andy didn't even dig into any of that. Not even a scotch. And it would have been, that was, first of all, I loved that fight. I thought that was great TV. But also, it's like another really important opportunity to put someone like Kevin on the hot seat for some bullshit, as opposed to asking Captain Lee for the 15th time if Kate should have come to him with the complaints.
Yeah. So next up, let's have an Abby montage, because I'm wondering what Abby's up to. I mean, Abby, what a huge character on this show. Let's get back to her.
She's great. Her name begins and ends with a vowel.
So basically we go through her whole experience and then quitting, and then that leads into Riley.
Yeah.
And so it's a montage of Riley yelling at everybody. Fuck you, Tanner, don't stand up to me. Which is my personal favorite.
Who the fuck are you to stand up to me, Tanner? That was like, oh, she's so good.
Then Ashton trying to get her fired. And I just put cheering through the entire Riley montage because that shit was hilarious. So then we come back and Andy goes, well, that's pretty definitive. And
by the way, Andy never asks a single question to Ashton to say something like, how would you expect your employee to work knowing that you actively are trying to get her fired? You know, he never questions Ashton for that whole bullshit thing that he did with Riley on that, in terms of that.
Well, they get to that a little bit in a little bit. Okay, let's delve into it a little bit. So
yeah, we totally should have hosted. Like, listen to how articulate we are.
Yeah, the captain is like, Ashton, I think you predispose the other male members of the crew towards Riley because your previous experience with her. You know, like, brace your boys, here comes a real fireball. So they were prepared for the worst. She didn't get a fair second chance. And Ashton's like, well, I said she was a hard worker, and that was my intention. Why would I sabotage the rest of my season by getting them against her when I already understood the challenge? It would have been counterproductive, Captain. No, you were doing it to get all the boys on your side, so you would have more force when you tried to get rid of her ass, which you tried to do. Like, how stupid do you think everybody is that's watching this? It's so blatant. I know what you did.
Yeah, and they show a clip of what he says to the guys. I mean, I do think, admittedly, it's not like he says, this girl's a super fucking bitch, be careful, da-da-da-da-da. He does tell them she likes to be informed, but still, he still does poison the well a little bit. And it's just, it's very obvious right in the beginning that there is a boys' club and she's not allowed in it. Mm-hmm. Take that sip. Enjoy that broccoli.
It was. God, that's a thick smoothie. So Ashton's like, well, I could see how it could be taken the wrong way. And I apologize. And it's just making me crazy, this Ashton apology to her, that he doesn't mean shit. Just stand up for yourself then. If you're, you know, either apologize correctly or just don't do it. You know, but this is just You're like the saddest criminal mayor of all time. You know, it's like the worst apology to her. So Riley's like, well, who are you apologizing to then? And he goes, well, you know, watching the last season, I also take full responsibility that I should have been more professional and taken care when I saw a divide that I helped cause. You know, so... And Kate and Riley are just laughing because his apologies are ridiculous. And he's like...
And then...
But then you got very upset with Kevin Riley about that situation. I was wondering when he was going to turn this into his own.
Yeah, because that's when he goes, he's doing a very nice little apology. And he goes, but in saying that, I do want to bring up a point. I was like, oh, here we go. Oh, I guess it wasn't so much of an apology after all.
Yeah. He's like,
Captain, you got upset at Kevin when he overheard something and then he went and told Brian. That's called gossip. As in, the latest gossip is that Cheerios is coming out with a brand new flavor. And I say, bullshit, I like the classic and don't give me more. Anyway, what were we talking about?
When I was in the wheelhouse having a conversation with Kate and she told you, you know, she told Riley, what do you think about that, Riley? Do you think that is professional? What does that have to do with anything? You know, that's not what you're talking about.
That's true. I mean, like, you know, it was a point that we knew was going to come up because that was a big bone of contention. But that wasn't what this is talking about. Well, I guess it is. In his mind, it does make sense because he's thinking to himself, I'm trying to manage her and I'm trying, you know, like I could have been more professional, but it didn't help that Kate went and like told Riley something to get Riley mad. But let's also not forget what he was telling Captain Lee in the wheelhouse there. He was going there to tattle on Riley because she hadn't done the fucking research that he was supposed to do as bosun, okay? He gave her sort of like he gave her something that would be good for her in name only, a fishing excursion, but then he didn't, as a bosun, he should have like researched it and figured out whatever.
He set her up on purpose. He sent her on a fishing.
He set her up.
Literal fishing. When they say, wow, we're sending you on a fishing expedition. He literally sent her on a fishing expedition and didn't do any research to find out if it was even legal to be in those waters, which it wasn't. So he went and tattled, even though he's the boss and he should be the one to know if they were in illegal waters or not. I mean, the guy's just such a fucking asshole. And he's like, well, then why is it okay for Kate to run and tell the gossip, but it wasn't okay for me to gossip with the guys? Well, one is Kate was telling her because it was affecting her job. You were trying to get her fired and make her look like an idiot. And the other thing it has in common is that you were trying to undermine Riley in both situations. Like, what don't you understand?
Exactly. Because in the other situation where Kevin went and told Brian, that's because Courtney is like telling Kate, like, I just got this annoying text, da 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 da. And it's not about trying to get someone fired. It's like, this is, you know, she's like, this is why I'm acting like this right now. I'm like upset because Brian just sent me this text and it's pissing me off. And then Kevin went and gossiped. And that was purely a gossipy move. Whereas Kate is like, oh, this guy's trying to get you fired. You know, like, right. I'm looking out for you because right now this guy who has aggressed me in the van and you're like one of my few allies that I have on this boat. Like, I gotta make sure that you're okay because I can't be losing you.
Right.
I mean, definitely giving Kate the benefit of the doubt, by the way, because I do understand that it was not Kate's most professional moment. Let me not ignore that. It was not her most professional moment, but on like a human level, I understood why she did that.
So then, Captain, so Ashton has just tried to turn all of this around again, you know, after his faux apology. So Captain's like, you know what, Ashton? What I really think it is you've got no remorse for this season or your behavior. You know, if he didn't want to say that in front of Kate, if Kevin didn't want to say that in front of Kate, then he shouldn't have done it. You know, whoever, you should have just called me aside. And Ashton's like, well, it has a spinoff effect because it aggravated Riley and it inflamed the situation, which your situation.
You created that situation.
You created it and then inflamed it. And he's like, you can't deny that, Captain. And Kate's like, oh.
But Brian broke the davit. Brian broke the davit.
So then Andy stops. He goes, wait. Let me ask you, Captain. Is there anything that Kate has ever done on the boat that you have an issue with? Anything at all?
At which point I was like, oh. I was like, Andy, you've been annoying me this hour, but now you're actively... You're head in the wrong way.
Now you're on the literal offense for the guys. Like, you're pathetic at this point. So Simone is cheering because she's a fucking moron who can't cut a lemon still, probably. And so the captain's like, oh, yeah. And all the boys are laughing. And Kate's like, okay, you want to go through all of the things we've talked about? Let's start from the beginning. You want it this chronological? How do you want this? And he goes, no, it seems that there's nothing that she could do that you would ever have a problem with, Captain.
Yeah. And meanwhile, so Andy is calling out favoritism when he can't even hold people accountable. Let's remind people about this.
Yeah. Andy's like wiping jizz off of his mouth at the moment while he's talking about favoritism in a reunion. Fucking Andy.
So by the way, this is the question that gets like more follow-up questions than anything else. Like, oh, penis to hell? What else? What from this season? The laundry? Why do the laundry? You know, it's just aggravating as a viewer. Even as just... Not even take away all this stuff that we're all angry about in terms of, you know, misogyny, et cetera. Just in terms of a viewer of this show, that like Andy, the things that Andy is harping on, whereas other things that we just want to simply be addressed as simple fans of the show, take away all of this stuff that we're talking about. He's just not doing it. He's failing at his job.
Laundry, but the laundry. Okay, was the laundry throw after Brian called her a bitch and yelled at her because she was talking about a yachty? Or was it after Ashton sexually, like, was trying to, like, make out with her and then punch a window? Which part was this a reaction to? You know, none of those get follow-up questions. It's just the laundry on the floor.
Laundry on the floor. Yeah, he's like, so, I mean, you're at the table. Kate's sitting there throwing laundry to the ground, and you don't have any problems with that? Whoa!
And he's basically like, everyone was shit-faced, or what am I supposed to respond? Like, okay, you have a problem. These guys have a problem with someone throwing laundry on the ground, but then you've got Ashton, who can't walk, calling Tanner in here, who can't even speak.
Asking Tanner, what do you think about Kate's behavior?
Yeah, to go
and
up Tanner, against like his superior. He's like, none of this makes sense. The only thing they want to focus on is laundry when they were all acting like a bunch of drunk idiots, you know? And Andy's like, well, what about the penis cake? What about that? They ordered a penis cake. She had him bring out the penis cake.
Yeah.
What about that?
I mean, seriously, Andy, do you want a ticket to Shut Up Mountain? Because we will gladly furnish you with one if these questions continue.
I will not have him.
On Shut Up Island? On Shut Up Mountain?
No.
Wow.
Shut Up Mountain has some extremely important people on there, and he's not making it to that mountain. Fuck that.
Wow.
He is not getting his face on anything.
Wow. That's
I'm involved
crazy. He's not even allowed on Shut Up Mountain.
No, gross.
Wow.
So Kate's like, oh, well, you know what? They asked for the cake, so... And Captain's like, all right, well, that one could have been handled better. And Ashton goes, oh, snap, we're getting somewhere. And he goes, oh, are we, Ashton? Are we? And they're all laughing.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's the problem. You think your behavior all season has been beyond reproach. And he's like, oh, no. Kevin's like,
we're the ones that apologized.
We're the ones. He goes, you're not apologizing.
And then Andy's like, well, they kind of have apologized. I mean, he's got tears in his eyes. Look, he's got tears. I've got tears in my eyes, too, from gagging on their penises.
On your penis. And Riley Scott goes, who's got tears in his eyes? He goes, Ashton does. She goes, for what? And he's like, well, he's got tears. Look at him. And she goes, oh, give me a fucking break, Andy. And Andy goes, he did, though. And Captain says, I don't think your apologies are as sincere, all right? You can apologize till pissed-on chickens get opposable thumbs to hold a towel to wipe themselves off, all right?
Yeah. And you know, the reason why, by the way, the reason why their apologies are not coming off sincere is that there's always an implication that they were provoked to be that way by the women. And that's why no one is... taking what they have to say seriously, because it's just, it feels like bullshit. It feels like they are apologizing for how they reacted when we are saying, no, we want you to apologize for how you acted.
Well, there's also a huge difference between throwing laundry on the ground and assault, which in both Ashton and Kevin's case stands. You know, they're trying to compare things like, oh, Kate was a bitch. You know, Kate says bitchy things to people, and then the captain just sticks up for her. Well, you know, you assaulted a woman. Both of you.
And
so, like...
How are you going to compare that? How are we going to pretend like, oh, it's just all the same apology? Let's just all go around the room and say, you know, apologize. Okay, this one's a murderer. That one, you know, ran over a puppy. That lady was bitchy to a coworker. It's like, it's not all the same thing. It's not all the same support group.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So where are we at? I now I'm like in
I don't
such
know.
A blind
I've talked
rage.
Myself
I'm like,
into it. I don't even know what
the I don't remember
I'm
the last
anymore.
Thing that you mentioned that someone said.
So
basically
Ashton is like, we're saying that all we're saying, Captain, is that there's behavior from the other side that is not acceptable in anybody's standard in the yachting professional yachting industry, which I've just fucked my way into a new position, by the way, there. And instead of acknowledging that, you're protecting Kate, and that is unprofessional.
And he's like, you can think of it however you want to.
Yeah, Ashton's like, you blatantly just said that Kate is your best friend and you'll always have her back. And Captain Lee's like, well, you wouldn't want to have that same position? You wouldn't want to? He's like, I don't get it. Answer my question. You wouldn't want to have that same position after serving under me for 6 years? And I'm not going to call the insignificant, and I'm not going to call the insignificant bullshit that you guys are calling. He's basically saying, she's worked for me for 6 years, so she does get a longer leash, and you're mad at me that I'm not, like, you know, calling her up to the principal's office because she threw laundry on the ground, you know?
Yeah. And Ashton's like, fine then. And he's like, well, take it however you want. I don't give a shit. So then Andy, this must be a question for the boys because it's read through a viewer's voice. And he's like, so when you said, did you slap her in the face with your dick? Do you think that that's okay? That's a crazy woman. Go ahead, slap me in the face with your dick. Let me see if I think it's okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Brian had a lot to say when he perceived that he was being called a yachty, even though he wasn't. He certainly piped up with something to say to Kate. But here, someone saying, did you slap her with your dick, which is really obnoxious language, doesn't have anything to say about that.
And then Ashton's like, well, I don't think it's okay. And I've seen a therapist in the last week. And that's something that we identified. And we need to identify the root issues that cause that anger.
Oh, okay. So this all goes back to your dad, doesn't it? This is all the fault of everything in your past, Ashton. Your poor storyline. And now you're an asshole. So we have to address that. Like, can we have one fucking thing from you that's not about what a victim you are?
I know. And also, like, this isn't even psychobabble. It's not even psycho drivel. This is like a fortune cookie therapy. I mean, like, well, you know, that's, you know, we've identified that I've said something terrible and we're going to continue to identify why I had to identify that. So I'm like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
1 week before the reunion, you just went to somebody who happened to give you all the answers that you needed.
Yeah.
Jackass.
You just...
So the captain.
Well, you should be happy, Ronnie. You were the one who was saying that you were mad when Andy asked him if he was going to therapy on Watch What Happens Live, and he said, "I'm doing it myself." At least he's seeing a therapist now, probably the same one that helps Jax out.
Like,
but
he only does it because people get mad at him online. It doesn't count, you know. Like he people got mad because he went on Watch What Happens and said, "You know, therapy starts with yourself." So yes, I am working on myself, which made no fucking sense. And then people got mad at him, so he made sure to say that he went to a therapist 1 week before he came on the show. It's like just so phony. So the captain walks off, and he's like, "I'm not putting up with this shit. It's like when they tried to put Fruity Pebbles in my bowl. God damn it. Damn dickheads."
Fucking dickheads.
So he walks off, and Ashton is still going on about, root issues causes root issues of childhood trauma. It's like, oh, God.
And he's like, is Captain Lee going to come back? And when he does come back, will someone have told him about what happened this season? Is the girl going to tell him about what the girls went through? Because they really should.
Like,
by the way, also, didn't Andy didn't ask a single question, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. He didn't ask a single question about that guest Brandy, who was a total mess at the beginning of the season, who had like sunstroke or, you know, she was like the sloppiest guest in the history of Below Deck. And Andy didn't even ask any questions about her.
No, they showed her in a montage and brought her up like the crazy guest.
I mean, about a failure of hosting right there.
Yeah. So, he's like, is Captain Lee going back? Why would he leave? And Raleigh's like, because he's fucking over it. Why do you think? Yeah. And Ashton's like, I think he's getting confused is what's going on.
Yeah, Kevin's like, he's in the hot seat. They're sort of like age shaming him now. So Kate's like, all right, I'll take over. I'll take over because unlike the guys, I actually am capable of doing things. So, okay, let's go through the list. Let's go through the list. Go to the air grievances. Let's go through it. Let's go through it. And Kevin's like, well, we're apologizing for things that have happened during the season, you know, but on this side, the ladies, they don't have to apologize for everything. Kit's like, that's why we're going through it. Okay, we're going to go through it and I'll apologize for what has to be apologized for. I'm sorry I threw the laundry on the ground. Next, why don't you apologize to me about kicking sand in my face? Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. Stupid, of course, it can't work out that lovely. Kevin says his thing, then Riley's like, but apologies don't make it okay. And Kate's like, yeah, let me list it. And Andy goes, okay, let's start with laundry. Fucking Andy and his laundry. What is up with Andy and laundry? Like, he's obsessed at this point.
So then I liked Courtney Riley's apology.
And saves it.
Before that, like Riley. Yeah. She goes, I'm sorry I don't take mistreatment.
Yeah, sorry I don't take mistreatment. Sorry. So Courtney's like, we're not the troublemakers. The troublemakers are the ones that cause the behavior, that cause the reaction. And then the people that react are the ones that become a problem because it's exhausting, you know? But it's much more exhausting to have to sit over here and tell you why it's a problem all the time, Andy.
Yeah.
And Ashton's so like, well, what I'm hearing is that sometimes you feel justified in your behavior and you say it causes you to act out. She's like, when did I act out? Did you ever see me act out? And he's like, no, I'm just saying in general, women.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. He's like, to your point, we say something that causes you to react, then we get mad at you for reacting. And I get that. But sometimes, and she goes, no, not sometimes. Don't create the problem that makes a reaction and it won't happen. And he just stops. And it's the first person stops. To shut him up.
So, Brianne from Kansas, after watching the footage, Brianne asks, after watching the footage, was Kate paying Brian a compliment by calling you a yachty? Because, of course, it's a question to the men, so it's Brianne from Kansas. Wasn't Kate paying you a compliment by calling you a yachty? And Brian's like, well, you know, it's hard to know when Kate is being authentic or not. You know, like, for when, you know, when she says, you're really nice, you'd be a great yachty, I don't know if she's really saying, you're really nice, you make a great yachty, or you're really attractive and I like you, so I have to put her down, you know, because women, I'm always getting a vibe off them, just like Ashton.
And Andy's like, well, I thought a yachty was, you know what? What is a yachty? Simone? It's like, you're asking Simone? What the fuck would Simone know? Simone's like, they're party animals, Andy. They party too hard and waste their money and do bad illegal things. I was like,
what?
I was like, okay. So they're party animals. We just talked about how you guys were like fall down drunk every single charter. They party too hard, addressed, and they waste our money. Addressed. Yep. And Ashton, then they do bad illegal things, which
probably yes, Jack.
I'm gonna guess there's some coked out nights involved in some of this. Right.
And you know, don't forget the money thing. Don't forget that Ashton lost about $1,200 having to pay for the new DJ equipment, which also was not addressed at all. The fact that he was so wasted at a public resort that he cannonballed and destroyed DJ equipment. I mean, Not even addressed why it's okay for Ashton to get wasted and everything. He won't be held responsible for what happens, but Kate gets drunk and throws laundry on the ground, and that's somehow worse than the way Ashton behaved in the public space.
Yeah, well, Ashton was held responsible. He had to pay it, but I guess
he did. I know, but I'm just saying that, like,
God. Like, no, I get
He had that. He had that thing where he said, "I can't be held responsible. I'm smashed in."
And Simone's like, "If someone had called me a yachty, no one would watch this season and call you a yachty."
No.
So then Riley is like, Riley says some smart ass thing. I didn't hear it. She's like, "Yes, it's usual. Expensive as calling the chef," but I didn't hear it because they were talking.
Yeah, she says, "Like calling a chef, not a chef, huh?" And then Kate's like, I didn't call you a yachty. I said, you packed the cooler really well. You're a great yachty. Because the whole thing he was mad about was that he's like, please don't call me a yachty. And she goes, see, a true yachty would not want to be called a yachty. And then he was like, you're a bitch. It's like, no, do not understand language. Do not understand how language works.
Do not understand that on this show that you've now watched 6 seasons or 7 seasons of, that they say that with pride on this show, you dumbass. So then it comes back to a viewer question. Another viewer question must be for Ashton. So he's like, man, this viewer's really pissy at you. She says you encourage bullying and hate of a fellow human being. Do you regret how you treated Riley? He's like, I already said I regretted a lot of it, Andy. And he's like, but do you see the thing she was reacting to? And he's like, 100%. You know, 100%. And unless I can see 100% and try to make it right, you know, we both said inappropriate things and both apologized. I was like, oh, wow. Almost made it through an apology.
Almost yeah. did it.
Yeah, and he's like, I 100% tried to make it work. She's like, wasn't it night one that you said you were done with me? So, and then, so here's a question for Riley. For hey, Riley, don't you see how defending yourself aggressively makes matters worse? Which is such a condescending question to ask her. She's like, yeah, I fight fire with fire. I mean, honestly, I fight fire with fire and a bow and arrow, and honestly, if I can find a mace, I'll swing a fucking mace at the fire. I don't fucking care. Fucking fire, who needs it, you know?
I fight got it with got it, Andy, basically. She's like, you know, I came on here to do a good job, and I was mistreated, basically. And Andy's like, wait, oh, here's the captain. Why'd you leave, captain? And he's like, I just felt overwhelmed, and it wasn't a positive conversation, and I don't want to be a part of a negative energy. And Kevin starts laughing.
He just
Kevin's
smirks.
Such a fucking asshole.
God. I'd also like to say that backstage there was nothing but Honey Smacks, which is an inferior cereal. So I thought I could either be back here with a shit cereal or out there with some shit guys. And I thought, let's be with the shit guys and kick some ass.
So you won't work with Ashton again. Will you work with Riley again? And he's like, good question. Unless some things change, probably not. All right, come on. And he's like, well, for you and Kate, after seeing how Riley talked to Ashton, who was her boss, would you be okay with someone under you talking to you that way? And he's like, that
which
would
is, again,
be
a defense of Ashton,
no.
By the way. But yeah. That question is a defense of Ashton.
Yeah. The captain's like, that's no. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. So Ashton's like, he's like, well, why didn't you, you know, like, why didn't you hold... Ashton didn't say that. Ashton, why didn't you hold Brian and Tanner to the same standard? She wasn't allowed to make mistakes, but they were. And Ashton's like, well, actually, if you look back, I had a fight with Brian early on, and then I had 3 to 4 stern discussions with Tanner, and I said, Tanner, you have to put that into Kate, otherwise you're going to have to slap your dick on her to make sure she knows who's in charge here. And I said that very sternly to him. Very, very sternly.
Yes, I had very, very stern conversations with him that just weren't shown, Indy. And the next question is about Ross. You know, what do you think about your buddy Ross? Like, he was successful at managing Riley. He's like, Ross had as tough as a time as I did, Andy. And Riley's like, oh, really? Why are you nodding your head, Brian? And Brian's like, because yeah. I'm friends with Ross and we've spoken about it. She goes, oh, yeah, you're really good friends because I gave you his number to go crash at his house.
Yeah. Yeah, you think you're so special? Guess what? Guess where I shopped last night? At Ross. Yeah, I saved some money. Okay. Did you save money? No, because you're not real friends with Ross. You don't know how to dress for less. What are we talking about, Andy? Fuck Ross. Fuck you, Andy.
And Ashton's like, I'm trying to have a discussion here, Riley. She's like, yeah, and Ross and I are friends, and we spoke last night. And so we had a miscommunication. This is ridiculous. He's asking you about our relationship, so don't bring in Ross. And then he's like, I told him to. I asked him about Ross. And she's like, oh, all right.
And then Ashton goes, Listen more. Like, you listen more. Listen to the women.
God. And Ashton's like, Ross felt frustrated to the end. He said he wished he pulled the trigger on firing her. But guess what? He didn't. And he learned to work with her at the end. You know?
Yeah.
No one's
also,
saying
Ross...
Riley's easy, for Christ's sake. I'm certainly not.
Don't forget, though, by the way, that Ross also drunkenly tried to kiss Riley in a bathroom last season. Yeah. It sort of
Welcome to
went
Below
under
Deck.
The radar.
It's just a classy fucking
so then,
show.
So now Andy, of course, asked this question. And by the way, we said it last week, but you really must also watch Leslie Jones's Twitter, because she was sort of live tweeting and she was recording these video reactions that were hilarious. And this is one of the things that pissed her off. And it pissed me off, too. I'm sure it pissed you off, as well as many of our listeners. After all this, so it's the end of the reunion, and Andy's like, well, the guys have talked about areas of growth they need to do. What about the women? Have you found something to improve and change? Like, why do... I mean, yes, technically in life, we all always need to improve and change. Yes. But why? Just because the guys who are pigs and need to grow, why is it that, okay, but now what about you too, women? Why? Why is that question even asked?
Well, you know, I'd like to change being physically attacked by 2 different men on this boat. That would be fun to change.
I wish I would like to train my eyes to not sting so much when there's sand in them. That would be great.
That would feel great. And she's like, I'd like to be more patient and more understanding with people who don't understand how to cut lemons. That would be fun. And Riley's like, I'm very reactionary, and I'm just going to keep saying reactionary because still, even though we've had 5 commercial breaks, no one has corrected me and told me what that word means. So I'm going to change that.
Dichotomy.
Andy goes, so you want to change that? She's like, yes, absolutely. I do. I do. Because, you know, if I need to learn to get my point better across, okay?
And Andy's like, Simone, we go into Simone being in a unique position as a woman of color. And she basically...
Glad he saved this for the very last question, by the way.
Yeah, like, the throwaway.
Way to give her... Like, probably one of the more important questions is just a throwaway at the end of the reunion.
Yeah. And her answer is interesting. And she talks about how, you know, there are very few people, and it was very hard for her to get a job because everybody said right to her face, they just want blondes. Everybody just wants blondes. And when she did get a job, you know, she felt like she had to work extra, extra hard to prove herself. And as a minority, people are always looking at you thinking, well, how is she conducting herself? And, you know, you don't want to become a stereotype and be labeled the angry black woman. And so I would kind of just get along to go along. But I had to learn in this job that if I'm upset, you know, I actually have to speak to the person and not just think that I don't have the right to do that or whatever. And Kate's like, you did amazing. And then Andy asked Captain if he'd do anything differently. And Ashton goes, fire me, fire me. And he's like, eh, firing's not always the answer. You know, sometimes good old-fashioned scalping works.
Good. He goes, he's like, after I wish I'd been more privy to what's going on. Privy, that's a word with 2 V's. I'm letting Riley know that, since she seems to have some vocabulary issues. And, after I got to see the season, I was shocked and appalled by everything I saw unfold. And every time I thought there was nothing that they could do to shock and appall me, it would turn out to be untrue. And I'm glad I wore these boots today, because I'm ready to kick some ass.
Yeah. And next year's going to be different. He's going to make some changes. And Kate has moved to New York, and she's loving it. And
she's also left the show, by the way. We should mention that she announced.
Yep, she announced yesterday. She's out.
Very sad. Very sad about that. But I think she'll be back. But...
Yeah, she made it sound like, well, she was still really nice to Andy in it. She was like, you know, I'm going to still do everything I can to serve King Andy. In Andy's court or whatever. So
that was fun. Well, it was a little bit of it was a Megxit sort of reference there, which I liked.
So we'll see. And Andy's like, Andy, of course, this is how Andy ends it. A season that's been about fucking sexual gender identity politics, terrible behavior from all the piggish men. He's like, well, this has been a dramatic season. So are you guys going to go out together? Come on, Courtney. Are you going to fuck Brian tonight? Come on. You're going to fuck him, right? Come on. At least a blowy, Courtney. Come on. It's Brian. He's hot.
Yeah, she's like, don't be silly. Don't even finish that conversation, Andy. You know?
Fucking
she's
feminist like, Andy.
Yeah, because he's like making it. He's like, yeah, so, Courtney. I think he's like, thinks he's trying to make a joke, I think. And she's just like, no, we're not joking about this, okay? She goes, I already made it very clear that we will not be friends. I will not tolerate the way you've spoken to me. I drew the line. And I don't know if you heard, it was a great moment where she stood up for herself. And while she's saying it, you hear the guys just like laughing, like, oh, she's mad now, which is like, guess they have learned zero.
And Andy's laughing. He's like, boom, boom, yeah, everyone. It's like, wow. You ended this by asking a girl if she's going to get fucked tonight. Congratulations. Just a cherry on the top of a shit sundae, you fucking moron. Well done. God.
It was a disaster. It was a full-fledged disaster. People are not happy online. We put up some polls. I put up a poll on Instagram and one on Twitter just to see where people were at. Like, did Andy redeem himself? Was it an epic fail? It is not going well for Andy on our polls. I'll say that much. It's not a good look.
God. Well, you know, nailed that one. So that brings us to the end of this season. I have to be honest, it makes it hard for me to even watch the next Below Deck. I'm so sick of it. I'm tired of it. I need a break. I need a Silkwood shower from this show in general. Shit. I need a break.
I still love the franchise. I think it's great. I watched a Below Deck sailing yacht before I watched the reunion, so I wasn't poisoned. But it is really hard to... to now be like, oh, and then this is what happened on Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Well, they went sailing. There were some girls on. They were vegan. Jenna felt embarrassed that she hooked up with Adam in the bathtub. Or the hot tub.
God, that watching Jenna flail all over the place trying to get with Adam is fucking pathetic. Get some self-respect, girl. Like, I can't. It's hard to watch.
And Padgett and Sierra bickering. I mean, Sierra also is grating me. She's really, you know, I honestly can't stand her so far. But yeah, but I will say this. The captain is so cute. That cute little Captain Glenn. Oh my God, I just want to squeeze his little cheeks.
And fucking Chef acting like having to make some vegan things is killing him. And it's the hardest thing. He actually says, I didn't even study this hard in school. Yeah, we knew, Adam. Okay, we knew.
I know.
It's vegetables. Yeah. How hard is that? You have to roast some vegetables, okay? Stop acting like you're this culinary feat, okay? It's vegetables.
10 years ago, I would have been like, okay. But honestly, I mean, vegan food is really, it's become very mainstream. I mean, even freaking Burger King has an Impossible Burger. And I know that's not vegan, but the point is that there's like vegan ingredients and knowledge of a vegan cuisine is not some foreign exotic thing. And I mean, I remember when there was Top Chef Masters, I think it was Top Chef Masters, maybe in its final season, they had to cook a vegan dish, vegan meal for Zooey Deschanel. And they were all like, what do I do? It may not have even been vegan. It may have just been vegetarian. And they were all like,
I think it was vegan. Yeah, it was vegan. People freak
out. But like,
yeah. I mean, there is difficult, you know, there's like xanthan or, you know, the gums or whatever you can use, like the all the weird ingredients to thicken things.
Yeah.
And there is that chemistry part, but in its essence, it's just not animal products. Like, you can literally
use vegan
coconut butter
milk,
and make some roasted vegetables, you dope.
Yeah, or you just don't make things that are like normally with non-vegan things and try to make a vegan version of it. That's where it gets hard. It gets easier, I imagine, when you focus on recipes that are just innately vegan, you know, like a delicious, I don't know, like a what do you call it? An ancient grain of some sort, a farro bowl that has various like roasted vegetables in it with some olive oil and vinegar. You know, it's like, it's not that hard. But yeah, he acts like it's the end of the world. And he also is very condescending to Georgia, who doesn't like it. And I like how prickly she's getting about it. You know, she said, what did she say? She said, respect existence expect resistance. I was like, that's good.
Yeah. The show itself, I guess, is fine. I just need a break from Below Deck, but it ain't going to happen. Well, hopefully by next week, I'll have a nice palate cleanser.
You got 6 days. Listen, you'll be in better spirits by Monday. And we're going to put the toxic Below Deck season behind us and just focus on giant sails and cramped quarters and a very bland couple bickering.
Yeah, I'm in. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here today. And always, we will see some of you in Kentucky. And in Nebraska
or Kansas
this week. Lawrence fucking Kansas. Sorry, I had a K in my mind.
Well, we'll be in Kentucky later, but for
Lawrence
right now.
Lawrence fucking Kansas and Nebraska, baby. We will see you later this week. For the rest of you, come find us on video. We'll be doing tomorrow's Vanderpump Rules on Crappens on Demand. And we've got 100 videos over there. Go find them. We will talk to you tomorrow, everyone.
Bye.